This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On your mind. 50 K-Fire, AM 1100, The Flag, 1090, KTGO, Watford City, Williston, Stanley, Tioga. From Williston to Minot, you can't miss us there. KLTC and Dickinson as well. We appreciate you very much, friends. Thanks for listening to What's On Your Mind. Another edition of the program coming up today. Without yours truly, probably your lucky day, right? I'm in New York City with a guest of the listeners. Hope you caught us on Fox and Friends earlier today. And I'll give you a little run through a little later on where we'll be today on the New York City tour. Don't forget the Norway tour coming up in June, Midnight Sun Celebration. Can hardly wait for the Midnight Sun Celebration. That should be just an absolute blast. So looking forward to that as well. That'll be the next trip. But today, Gary Amoneth, former North Dakota Republican Party chairman, longtime active Republican from North Dakota, and also the Burrito King of North Dakota. Green chili burritos. That's Gary's thing. So Gary is here today and tomorrow subbing for yours truly. And you're in good hands. You'll have a great time. Give him a call at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or you can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Another way to join us as well. Brought to you in part today by PetroServe USA, connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields and giving you choice at the pump. And giving you that 4-for-4 deal every day. They have Bison apparel. The 4-for-4 is a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two cookies and a 20-ounce drink. Four items, a meal for $4 all day, every day. Breakfast pizza, they do it later in the day with a nice sausage, a pepperoni, lots of choices. So PetroServe USA. But let's get cranking with a Thursday edition of What's On Your Mind. Say hello to your guest host today, Mr. Gary Amoneth. Gary.
Good morning, everyone out there. I appreciate you tuning in this morning. Filling in for Scott Hennin. I know he's out having fun in New York City. I've been following them on Facebook, and looks like they're going to be attending some shows, and I think they were going to Fox and Friends. I'm not exactly sure if the Fox and Friends was going to be this morning or tomorrow morning.
I think it's supposed to be tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, yeah.
So will they get a call out from the show, do you think?
I hope so.
I might have to watch it
in the
morning before I come in. I guess I'll be hosting again tomorrow morning. So I got 2 days in a row here filling in for Scott.
You know, once upon a time, those guys used to actually call morning shows all over the country in some a lot of the smaller towns, not just, I mean, they had Mancow on for years, who was a Chicago radio guy, but they would call, and Bismarck was one of them.
Really?
One of ours down the hall back then. I mean, we're going back to like 15 years ago, give or take. But yeah, they used to do like about a 5-10 minute segment with morning shows all over the country, and Bismarck was on that map. So I don't know why they quit doing that. Probably because maybe it was kind of a ratings thing, and now they felt their ratings were good enough they didn't need to do it anymore. I don't know, but
well, it's kind of good to bring that localization to it. You know, there's not something good about when they do that.
Oh, it happened today. Gary, you and I blinked.
We missed it. You know what? I have to admit, this morning I got up at about 5:15. And my morning show that I watch, I know some of you listeners out there will probably think I'm selling out as a conservative, but I watch Morning Joe, and I like Joe Scarborough. No, and
you always keep an eye on the enemy.
No, that's true. I do that, but I listen. Morning Steve. Joe does a Joe Scarborough does a great job of bringing politics to it, and he, mm-hmm. he you know he's a liberal Republican. Mika, I love her. She was so in the tank for Hillary, but you could just see she'd just about tear up, and she'd get wound up, and she'd get exasperated by some of the comments. But I do
appreciate
what you're doing.
And yet if a conservative loses, you don't see them crying on TV,
do you? Of course not. And I mean,
complaining maybe, but not crying.
But it is very, I mean, they do talk a lot of politics, and you do hear the issues. And so, you know, for listeners out there, if you watch a morning show, we'd love to hear what you watch and why you watch it or what you listen to. Do you listen to this show because you like Scott's rants, or don't you? And but I will say Morning Joe. I got to be on Morning Joe. I got a buddy who introduced me to Morning Joe. So at the Republican convention, I was on with, they had an Irish pub that they were broadcasting from live, and I got a chance to go on Morning Joe and talk about the convention. It was kind of
but you didn't have anything
floor.
To drink over there, did you?
No, I sure did. No, it was early in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I got there early in the morning.
Oh, we do have Congressman Kevin Cramer on now.
Well, terrific. We, Congressman Kramer, as you know, normally has a weekly town hall, taking calls from the listeners out there, and they moved it. Isn't it normally Wednesday for Congressman?
Normally on Wednesdays, and you know, sometimes the congressman has to be someplace, and you know, we move it. We do our best to be able to move it to an, you know, another date and still have it every once in a while. We don't end up being able to have it, but we have it today.
Well, that is awesome. I know this past week, Congressman Kramer got elected to a key leadership position in the next session for Congress, the Republican Steering Committee. So we're going to want to talk about that. I mean, I think there's still talk about him. They haven't announced the energy secretary yet, so I think there's still chatter out there. I think Congressman Kramer's list names in the hat for that yet, I think. We'll talk about that, and I'm sure there's plenty of other issues. I'm really curious that I'm going to want to find out about. And listeners, give us a call to talk about what you'd want to talk to Congressman Kramer about today, because we're going into this session that they'll just be meeting for a little while longer before they come back in January. So, Congressman Kramer, are you there?
I am.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks. Sorry, I'm a little late. I was just running back from the museum where I did the Soledad Bryan show, and then I had to do a little piece for Daily Signal and got sort of hung up. So, anyway, it's a beautiful day in Washington.
Yeah. You guys got any snow out there?
No. Yeah. It's beautiful. It rained like crazy yesterday, which it can do out here, as you know, and it can snow plenty, too, but no, we've not.
Well, we have plenty in Bismarck for you next time you're here. 18.7 inches officially, and some other parts actually have 24, 21. In fact, one of the TV stations here actually got more snow out of this storm system than we got all last winter snow season.
Well, my guess is that if that's the case, my guess is I've got 4 feet on my driveway just for punishment.
Well, you got that southern exposure on your home, though, so if you go get that shovel off, it'll help a little bit. But 4 feet, I'm not sure that's going to... I saw some 6-7 foot drifts up against people's house, so you might be surprised what you run into when you get back. Are you going to be back this weekend from out east?
I am. I come back tomorrow. This is Thursday, right? Yeah, tomorrow. Yep. I do go back, and then we head back to Washington the following week.
Well, that's terrific. So this week, you got elected to a key position in the Republican Steering Committee. Talk to us about that committee. Yeah, what does that mean?
It's interesting. The Steering Committee is sort of it's an inside baseball committee, so to speak. But what the Steering Committee is, it's a committee that determines what standing committees everybody gets assigned to. So every 2 years with the new Congress and, of course, all the freshmen coming in, there's a group called the Steering Committee. The Steering Committee is made up of the leadership, so the Speaker has – in fact, the Speaker has 4 votes, and one of his appointees has a vote, and the Majority Leader has a couple of votes, and the Majority Whip and the Conference Chair. And then there are members elected by regions, and so I think there are 11 regions. And we're in Region 10, and I'm not the regional representative. That's Tom Emmer from Minnesota. However, I was elected, I ran for and was elected to represent the small states. And what that means, just, Gary, this is a town of, well, especially the House, of course, being the people's house, it's all about numbers. So Texas, for example, elects 2 members of the steering committee, California, Ohio, Florida, large delegations are allotted a single seat, so they vote among their own delegations. But the small states that are states like North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, states that only have 1 member or 2, and really it's 2 or fewer members from the states, so they have their own caucus. And there are Puerto Rico and American Samoa are in that, and they each have a member, a Republican member this year, which is very unusual, but we do. And so I represent those small states as an extra member of the steering committee to look out for the small states. So if I have a colleague from South Dakota, in this case Kristi Noem, who's in her last term, she's not seeking re-election, she's going to run for governor, but she wants to be on the Ways and Means Committee. I go to the steering committee and advocate for her to be on Ways and Means. Jennifer from Puerto Rico wants to be on transportation and infrastructure, so I'll advocate for her. And these small states get an extra representative on the steering committee.
So this really, I mean, when you get on a committee like this, obviously there's power structures as Washington has, and of course the House has its own. This gives you opportunity to have influence in the the future leadership, but it also builds key relationships to see where your career goes and what you serve in the House. That's really important in that area, isn't it?
Gary, that's very astute. So that's why it's such a sought-after seat, a committee to be on, because you really are the power broker. So today, for example, we'll be interviewing people who want to be chairman. So we've got two candidates running for chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee that I sit on, you know, and then we've got two people running for the Veteran Affairs Committee. And so we'll interview them as a committee, hear their pitch, ask the questions, and then we'll be making those decisions. And so it is an extra sort of muscle, if you will, in terms of political capital and influence that I will be able to use to leverage for, you know, things that are important to North Dakota.
So, Congressman, you're in session this week. What is the rest of the schedule between now and the end of the year leading into the next session?
Yeah, very interesting because so today and tomorrow, yesterday we passed the Cures Act, which is a very large piece of legislation, and we passed it. We'd already passed it in the House. In fact, it's really three bills put into one that we passed in the House. It was negotiated with the Senate, and now both the House and the Senate are going to
pass. Hang on just a moment as we hit the break. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
TitanOutletStore.com is the place for great deals. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. If you tell them Scott sent you at Titan Outlet Store, you'll take 11% off their best price. 2013 Wishick 862 Disc Harrow, 30-foot single-fold heavy-duty tandems with highway tires. Blades measure 29 inches across the unit, and it has disc scrapers at all the gangs. Your best price, minus 11% now at TitanOutletStore.com. Stop and see them. I-94, exit 6, just south of I-94. Titan Outlet Store. Tell them Scott sent you.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskhusfest Norway Tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Minot's sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Bjørhavn. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Sign up by December 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
One of the great honors that I have as host of What's on Your Mind, along with Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, is talking about different products. I don't know if it comes across to the degree it should, but if I'm talking about a product here on the radio, I love the product. I honestly do. And I can't think of a better example of a product that I've had the opportunity to talk about over these last number of years that is just such a difference maker in my life, and that is my pillow. It sounds like kind of a crazy thing to talk about on the radio, doesn't it? My pillow, what are you? But I'm telling you, this thing is unbelievable. Congressman Kramer the other day was telling us, I heard it. I thought, oh, I'll get it. I love it. You're right. Now I take it with me. I mean, you hear stories like that all the time. Mike Lindell, the owner, is a really neat guy. It's an amazing story. He had some tough times in his life and, was a drug addict. And was in jail and an addict and everything else and totally became clean. And the brainstorm that he had, the innovation in this pillow, is pretty amazing. And now this thing is just, I think it's like 50,000 pillows a week they're cranking out now. And, of course, Donald Trump heard about it. He's been to Trump Tower. He was in all the debates with Donald Trump. He's a pal of Donald Trump's now. And he's a great innovator. But the product is just fantastic. It's better health. It's better sleep, and it's a great gift as well. They give us an opportunity to give you the best deal of anybody. That's that premium deal where you get four pillows for $99.98, two premium, two travel pillows, under $100, $179 savings, and now the money-back guarantee has been extended to March 1. So you can sleep on it until the last day in February and say, yeah, it's not for me, send it back. Full refund. 800-506-9028. You got nothing to lose, folks. Try it. You're going to like it. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. Very important to get the deal. Promo code Scott or 800-506-9028. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Back to more of What's on Your Mind with your guest host today, Gary Emanath.
Good morning, Gary Emanath, filling in for Scott Hennin. Speaking of that MyPillow, on my way out the door this morning, Todd and Congressman, my wife says, I think I'm going to get you a MyPillow for Christmas. Do you want that? Because I travel so much. I only stay in hotels with down pillows.
And you do want that. Oh, yeah.
So I have not. Congressman, do you have one?
I do. I have six of them. So I have them everywhere. I love them.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they're the best.
That's what I need to do. Because I have one, and it gets confiscated every time I turn around.
Are they good as a down pillow? I mean, I'm a down.
Better.
Better?
Better. Yeah, I think they are. I've used down a lot, too. In fact, that's what I had until I got MyPillow.
Well, I'm going to...
I don't know what it is. I don't know what they think.
I got that promo code Scott. I wrote it down so I can take it back and save $179.
And they're made in Minnesota, right here in the USA.
That's incredible.
I'd love to know what's in there. I don't want to cut it open and ruin it, but I'd love to know. It's like, okay, what is in this thing?
So, Congressman Kevin Kramer, we're taking your calls at 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550, or you can text us at 701-226-8503. Give us a call or give us a text us and give Congressman Kramer a chance to answer your question. So, Congressman, just before we went to the break, I was asking you about the session of what you guys can accomplish and before you come back. And how often are you meeting? Well, how much time do you have left out there? And can you accomplish anything with this lame duck president?
Yeah, so it's a great question because, and it's an interesting one given the scenario that we're in. So we have the government, remember, is only funded through December 8th this year. So we have a week to fund the government for the rest of the fiscal year, or at least some portion of it before we shut down. And this gets sort of into the, again, inside baseball stuff. But right now we're operating on a continuing resolution because, of course, Senate Democrats and the White House wouldn't negotiate on appropriations bills. And so continuing resolution means you fund the government at the current level, no increase, no decreases. You can get a few amendments here and there in there that might be some policy, but by and large, it's just status quo. I hate continuing resolutions because continuing resolutions give all the power for policy to the executive branch. But on December 8th, we run out. So the big question for us next week is, will we extend, and I'm sure we will, another continuing resolution? And we could fund the government all the way till September 30th, which is the entire fiscal year. I doubt we will do that, although some people would like us to just sort of clear the deck and work with the new president. I think we're more likely, Gary, to pass a continuing resolution at current funding levels, although we are going to have to deal with military spending, and that's going to be contentious. But we're probably going to do something through like March or April into the spring. That'll mean when we take up appropriations and spending bills, we can do it with a new president rather than the current president. And even if it's just till September 30th, we can get real serious policy riders, restrictions on what the money can be used for example. And we can do that in the short term, while at the same time, we start working on the 2018 appropriations process and get that done by September 30th so that we can get back in the swing of what's called regular order. Now, what's really important here to understand is that there's this little weird nuanced thing, this nerdy thing called budget reconciliation. We are currently operating without a new budget. We have a budget from the previous year, but we can still do a 2017 annual budget, and we'll do that. We'll do that very shortly. We may not do it till January, but we'll do it. And what that allows us to do, if we can reconcile a House and Senate budget, and it doesn't have to be much of a document, it just has to be reconciled so both chambers pass it, we can then pass pretty big things that relate to both revenue, so tax policy, and spending, such as Obamacare, and we can pass it with 51 votes in the Senate. So we'll start working shortly on a 2017 budget that can be reconciled, and then we can write into the reconciliation rules. You have to meet certain Senate wonky rules, but we can still do some pretty big things in hopes that we could largely roll back Obamacare, perhaps by as early as January, the end of January of 2017. So there's a lot of work being done both on the floor and you know, negotiating in committees and things on preparing for 2017.
So because of it, you have a better majority in the Senate, so only needing 51 votes is probably an advantage now. But will the president even sign some of these things? What are the concerns with that?
See, and we've already passed some of this stuff with the current Senate in our previous budget reconciliation package, but of course he vetoed it. And now, with the new president, he's anxious to sign a repeal and replacement of Obamacare early in 2017. We now can deliver on that. As early as, you know, he takes office January 20th. We could do it within a week or two following his swearing in if we can get our work done.
One of the things that I'd like to explore in our second half hour, we have about another minute yet before we go to the break, but I'd like to talk about President Trump's tax cuts, what he's talking about taking across the board, because obviously when we deal with budgets, you're dealing with income and outgo, you know, and so you got a tax break that they're claiming is going to increase deficits much larger. What's your thinking on that in the 30 seconds or so? And then I'd like to explore that after the break a little bit more.
So I just want to clear that the question is.
That's always the question for me. I always ask six questions, as you know.
No,
the same question. But what really had to do with it, really what I want to do when we come back to the break, I wanted to focus on the cuts and the discussion that I've been reading about to say, okay, these great tax cuts, Donald Trump wants
right.
to. Have the biggest tax cut ever. How are we not going to drive the deficit to $30 trillion?
Yeah, it's a relevant question. I think that the nutshell is, how much trust do you have in a growing economy? And that's what tax policy has to be. Both, you know, if you believe it has to be revenue neutral, that's a simple, I shouldn't say simple, but that's an accounting issue. If you believe that a pro-growth tax policy can generate more revenue through economic opportunity, then that's philosophical, and I think that's where we can really explore things, Gary.
Okay, sounds good. Stay with us, Congressman Kevin Cramer, Town Hall. We're going to continue talking to the top of the hour. Stay with us.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small-town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Glad Gary Amelot is here to host What's on Your Mind today. Is he has done a great deal of, education, probably for lack of a better term, and dialogue and discussion and motivation and grassroots efforts to get people engaged in what's happening around them. And I'll tell you what, right now, if you were in the lignite business, as an example, you would have to just look around you and think shots are coming from every direction. You hear about the war on coal, but in all seriousness, the clean power plan, there are so many different regulatory assaults going on in this industry right now from every front, internationally and otherwise. Climate change is all heaped onto to the lignite industry. It's pretty incredible. And you know what? If you want affordable, reliable energy, there's only one way, and that includes coal. And it's here. We have an 800-year supply of economically recoverable coal, more than 800 years right now, right here. Find out more about this industry. Find out more about how you can maintain the affordable energy you currently enjoy, the reliable energy you now enjoy. It's SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org is the website. There's a sign-up. You get regular updates. They don't pester you, but you know what you need to know. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Check it out. Back to more of What's on Your Mind now. Here's Gary Amelot.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. We have Congressman Kramer doing his weekly town hall. And, Congressman, I wanted you to answer a question regarding the tax cut and the deficit, but we got a caller from Chad from Fargo, so I know you're able to juggle a lot of balls and freeze a thought and come back. Sure. Try to keep me back to that question. But, Chad, you got a question for Congressman Kramer? Go ahead.
Todd? Kramer, how are you doing?
There we go.
Hi there. Congressman Kramer, the question I have for you is the Department of Education, do they also do a lot of your colleges and that? Do they get a lot of their funding from the federal government, or is that state government?
Yeah, great question. So, yeah, colleges and universities do not get a lot of, like, federal grants, if you will. They get some grants for research and stuff like that, but they're not largely federally funded. However, it's important to understand that the students who attend often are. So things like, you know, Pell Grants or student loan program, which, as you know, and maybe people don't even know how nuanced this is, but Obamacare had a student loan program attached to it that took all of the student loan programs away from local banks, in the case of North Dakota, the Bank of North Dakota, and rolled it into the federal government so that the federal government could control all student loans. Now, we've been rolling some of that back, but so the federal involvement in higher education has largely been the result of, assistance to students. But there's plenty that goes directly to universities as well.
The question. question I also have is that these liberal arts colleges out there, a lot of them are just it's crazy. That one college where they put a United Nations flag up there and they took away the American flag. The question also goes with that is that, can't we somehow or another get the Department of Education to say, okay, your degrees have to be tailored towards the fact to get these kids to get jobs out there. If they can't get a job, what use is going to college? What use is to give the kids loan money to these kids that they'll never pay back? That the fact of the matter is we as taxpayers are paying for something that it's just ridiculous. All they're doing, they're spending time and energy protesting, and quite frankly, they could be getting a degree that actually will keep their abilities out there to earn an income. I mean, it's crazy what I'm seeing out there.
Yeah, no, okay, so Chad, you raise really important points. Largely, though, those would be state discipline issues, and states don't do a very good job of it, frankly. But what you're saying about the economy and economic opportunity, job opportunity ought to match education is a very critical point that's both a local, state, as well as a national issue. We've put more emphasis in the last couple of years on the federal programs in the Skills Act for vocational and technical education, because there are many more jobs that come from vocational technical skills than come from, an MBA, for example. And that's not to say we shouldn't have MBAs. But I think the market should be able to sort that stuff out if states would stop rewarding colleges and universities for improper education. And this is an issue where I think local employers need to get much more engaged with their colleges and their universities. And the market ought to be able to work that out. But let's take it even a step further, Chad. Look at our immigration system in the United States, where we have the lowest percentage of illegal immigration, and I'm talking about legal now. We have a million legal immigrants into the United States a year, the most generous by far, but very few of them come in, are allowed in based on the skill set or an education that they bring to demand in our workplace, in our workforce. So then consequently, we're always being asked to increase H-1B visas for high-tech workers or H-2A visas for ag employment or H-2Bs for, other seasonal or factory or manufacturing work. At the same time as we have a third of our own workforce that's available, eligible for working, that doesn't work because they don't have the right skills. Or in some cases, because we've given them so many incentives to not work that it's more productive, profitable for them to not work than it is to work. So we've got a lot of issues in policy issues we have to straighten out that incent people to work rather than to not work, and then incent education to create degrees and training based on what our employers, the taxpayers in this country, need rather than, sort of theory.
Okay. One more question I do have for you. Now, this is a good one. You got to be honest, though. Are you going to be the next energy secretary? Have you been asked to be the next energy secretary for the United States?
Okay, so the honest answer is I've not been asked to be the next Secretary of Energy of the United States. And whether I am or I'm not going to be is, it hinges on the first question.
Okay. That was a tricky question. So go ahead. That was a tricky answer.
I appreciate the question because I really am very happy being North Dakota's lone representative in the House of Representatives, and I'm in a very good place right now in terms of my influence and my opportunities. And I represent the best place in the world with the best people, in the country by far. And I can take much of the Trump agenda, especially in energy policy, and drive the legislative part of it right from here, and I'd be honored and happy to be able to continue to do that. So that's really where I'm focused today.
Okay, Congressman, I got one follow-up question. Have you been contacted at all by the Trump administration as they look? Have they reached out to you since the election?
They have.
Okay, so you're still in the running. That's what you're saying. I'm trying to pin you down.
Mike Pence called me. Some others have called me, but
Well, he's guy to be called.
I really mean when I tell you, every day I get here, I get up, I work, I'm focused on being a House member, and I'm very happy doing that. And they know that too, by the way.
I think the people of North Dakota know that well, and that's what we appreciate about that. And that's why you got reelected to your third term with 69% of the vote, because you're out there making yourself available to be questions like from Chad from Fargo.
Gary Hamineth on the radio.
Pestering you, yeah, that's a fact. Well, you know, say, speaking of education, you know, I'm digressing here a little bit, but candidate Clinton wanted to give free education to everybody, and I just saw an article yesterday that talked about the federal government looking at writing down up to $108 billion in student loan. I mean, how do we ever balance our budget with the idea of free educations and, I mean, writing things off like that? I mean, how do we get there from here?
Clearly, we wouldn't, and because when candidate Clinton and people like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders say we want to provide free education in the United States. I'm like, okay, the day that college professors work for free, volunteer, and college presidents say, I'll work for free, and everybody that maintains the facility says, I'll work for free, and developers say, I'll give you some free buildings, that would be a free education. But they're not talking about a free education. By the way, a free education would be worth it, by the way. And, when we don't have, it would have the same value as the price if it was free. And I reject that notion. We've already got a lot of work to do to roll back the entitlement mentality in this country so we can be back to virtuous, productive people who value work rather than view life as an entitlement. So if we're going to grow this country, grow this economy, restore our standing in the world and create jobs, we've got to end the entitlement mentality, not enhance it.
Congressman Cramer, we've got a question from Tim, who's on the road. Tim, what's your question for Congressman Cramer?
Yeah, Congressman Cramer, thanks for what you do for the state of North Dakota. Really appreciate it.
Thanks.
And my question is on this, I'm going to get off the subject a little bit here, but on the protests and that stuff, you know, we've taken $17 million out of the taxpayers' money from the state of North Dakota to fund this stuff. Is the state of North Dakota going to pursue these groups that are coming in and causing all this damage and causing everything? Or are we going to go after them with a lawsuit?
Yeah, good question. I don't know whether the state will or not. That would be a good question probably for, probably Governor-elect Burgum or maybe Attorney General Stengem. But certainly they're well within their rights to. I will tell you, I have already contacted the incoming Attorney General of the United States, who's not in a position currently to talk about his job, or his pending job, because he's not been confirmed by the Senate yet, and they're still going through the vetting and paperwork process.
Yeah.
Jeff Sessions, I've gotten to know through the campaign quite well. And I've told him that I intend to be first in line requesting a large grant for reimbursement to the state of North Dakota and the counties for their costs in enforcing the laws of Morton County and the state. And I believe that the federal government owes it to the people of North Dakota because they created the problem.
Yes, and I agree with you there and that stuff, but this is my situation. We borrow money from the government. That's our tax money still, okay?
It is.
My belief is go after the people that are causing destruction and that stuff. Go right after these groups and put them out of business because they do not belong doing this stuff and making the taxpayer pay out. I mean, these oil companies should be stepping up too. And I know that energy transfer partners have, but these companies that are going to be trafficking this oil and that stuff, you know, I expect them to step up a little bit too. I don't think it's the taxpayer of anybody, North Dakota or the United States, for us to pay for these situations that should have been taken care of and done.
Well said and received. Thank you, Tim. That's very good.
Thank you.
That's good stuff. The show's great, Gary. Is this not great?
It is so great to hear from people. I mean, that's why it's the number one listened radio show in North Dakota, because there's no questions that we don't take. And someone actually, I'm just texting a question, but I'll just make the comment before we go to the break. But they just said the eco-terrorists are putting a lot of social media that they're being discriminated against from Bismarck Mandan businesses. And I won't list some of them that the social media eco-terrorists have been complaining about. But how can these owners protect themselves from against these people? I mean,
they're in a tough spot, Gary. I know dozens of people who have had horrifying experiences, but they don't dare speak up for fear of retribution. And that's what bullies do, and that's what terrorists do, and that's why you're properly referring to them as eco-terrorists.
Congressman, we're going to go to the break, and we will see you back in about 5 minutes for another 5-minute segment with Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing the importance of knowing CPR and first aid for common hunting injuries.
Things that you can do, like with a broken bone, knowing when to move them, when not to move them. We're looking at an impalement. Never remove anything that's impaled in your body. The big one is heart attack. A lot of people that are out hunting, it's probably the one time of the year that they're exercising, and so they overexert themselves and have a heart attack. In rural North Dakota, 90% of the time it takes an ambulance at least 20 minutes to arrive on the scene. So it's really important that the people that you're hunting with have basic skills of CPR so that they can actually do those compressions and give breath until EMS gets there for you.
To register for a first aid and CPR class, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
I'm Brian. At 58, doctors told me I had the heart of a 37-year-old man. They told me that after my heart transplant surgery. If you're a smoker, here are some tips in case that happens to you. First, you have to quit smoking before you can get on a list for a transplant. So quit now. And never feel sorry for yourself. I don't. I only feel sorry for that 37-year-old man.
For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or learn more at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota, is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
America Great starts with you, my friends. Show your community and your country that you stand behind America by replacing your political yard sign with a symbol of freedom, the American flag. Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com, ndflagpoleguy.com, lets you remind your community that we stand together as an undivided nation with your own flag flying. And all of Jim's flags and poles are American-made. Some folks might be buying, you know, cheap flag poles made in another country. Hey, folks, show your support for America. Purchase that very symbol from Jim. American-made and proud of it. 701-571-FLAG-ND-FLAGPOLEGUIDE.com. More of What's on Your Mind now with your guest host today, Gary Yemeneff. Gary?
Your mind. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Congressman Kramer, we only got a few more minutes, but I do want you to answer the question that we started with about a half hour ago regarding President-elect Donald Trump's tax cut and what it may mean to the economy, and also implications to our debt, which is
so high. It's really an important question, because anytime you start messing with the tax code, you run the risk, of course, of you know, shorting revenue. Now, let's confess right up front, we don't have a revenue shortage, we have a spending problem. So you have to deal with the spending side as well. But he's got some pretty ambitious big plans, and chief among those big expensive plans, of course, is a $1 trillion infrastructure project. And so, you know, he's talking about some public-private partnership types of things, and, you know, those things can be dicey. They sound good on the surface, and I think they are, but you've got to fashion them right so they don't become more of a burden or a liability than they should. But then I think one of the big ones, Gary, is, for example, he wants to cut the corporate tax rate, but he also wants to reduce and should reduce our global tax rate. And that is to say, you know, we have all these, you hear him talk about these couple of trillion or more stranded revenue dollars for American-based companies that have investments and revenue streams out of the country, and that's stranded in the other country because we have such a punitive tax code. We charge them 35% to return that money to the United States, and they're already paying taxes in the country that they're in. And by the way, we have by far the highest tax rate of any of the countries in the world. So we've created this incentive to leave the money over there, whereas he wants to lower it, perhaps create some sort of a territorial tax, is what they call it, and House Republicans have been pushing for this for a long time. But so there's a tax decrease that actually results in new revenue, because 35% of $2 trillion stranded in Europe is zero. But
right,
15%
right.
of that $2 trillion coming back, that's real money. So it's a combination of growing the economy, you know, creating that environment that the economy can grow in, and then trusting free markets. And we haven't done that for a very long time in this country.
Wow. And I just when it comes to deficit, I just get questions on that is the number one issue. So many people are stressed out over
it. But also remember that whenever the deficit's a huge number, nearing $20 trillion. But one of the biggest problems with the deficit is that it's equal to the economy of the country. And that's when it's really scary. And if you can get the economy growing, the deficit, even if it stays at $20 trillion, doesn't have the same negative impact. And then we can start dealing with it on the debt side. And when I said deficit, I meant debt. So the debt. So the deficit has actually been reduced. But we will not get to balance on the deficit without dealing with the entitlements. And the first one we're going to deal with is Obamacare.
Then
we're going to have to look at Medicare and Social Security. Not for current seniors or soon-to-be seniors, but for millennials who are decades away from needing the programs.
Congressman Kramer, we got a couple questions here. We have Roger from Bismarck. Roger, go ahead with your question for Congressman Kramer before we go to the break.
Yes, I have a question on this $42.4 billion 2016 consumer rebate program. Are you familiar with that?
I am not, but I'm intrigued.
Well, it was signed on last Friday by our president. You know nothing about it, huh? It's the same kind of stimulation deal that Bush had back in 2008.
Does that have to do with appliances or something like that, where you get this rebate for Roger?
Well, it says that it can be up ranging anywhere from $1,230 to $12,900, and you. It's Section 106 of the new congressional law.
I'm trying to think about last week. So this was something. It sounds to me like this is something he applied to some sort of is it an energy efficiency program or something like that?
No, it just says it's a consumer rebate program similar to what Bush had in 2008.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to get more facts on it to be more familiar with it. But I'll certainly look it up as soon as we hang up here and see if we can See if I can get my mind around.
Roger, thank you for that question. We'll Congressman Kramer's here every week, and so we'll push that forward to Scott, and maybe he can tackle that with you next week, Wednesday, when he's back from New York. We're not going to get to any more calls as we wrap up here our segment with Congressman Kramer. Congressman Kramer, you got about 30 seconds. Anything you want to say to our listeners?
No, but thanks, Gary, for accommodating my rather peculiar schedule these days and making it work today. And then just keep a close eye next week as we get into the continuing resolution. The interesting thing will be how long we fund the government for and whether we leave the rest of the fiscal year to work with the new president or if we just clear the deck with
the current
president.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 Events. I need a really, really good Christmas gift this year. Any suggestions, any ideas?
Well, I'd do a sauna because anybody can have one. You know, the thing with a hot tub, you pretty much got to own your own home. A sauna can go anywhere. I mean, you can live in an apartment. We can put one in there. And all you need is an outlet in the wall. And it is really the greatest gift of wellness you could give. They come in all sizes, all designs. As a matter of fact, we could even customize one for that special person for that special gift.
Indoor, outdoor, your decision?
Indoor, outdoor, wherever you want to put it. Now, some saunas can only be indoors, but it just depends where to put it.
And what will that gift give all year long?
It will give the gift of health and wellness. Matter of fact, it will give the gift of a stress reliever, a boosting the immune system, detoxification, sleeping better.
Put a bow on that.
Better. You got it.
Put a bow on feeling better. I love it. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Sauna Headquarters, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot 2.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.